Mom decided to leave home in the middle of the night, taking us with her. I was only a few months old, so Mom put me in the infant carrier. She settled on the roof of the car while she stashed some things in the trunk. Then she settled Liz, who was 3, in the back seat. Mom was going through a rough period at the time and had a lot on her mind. Craziness, 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 she'd say later. Completely forgetting that she'd left me on the roof, Mom drove off. Liz started shrieking my name and pointing up. At first, Mom didn't understand what Liz was saying. Then she realized what she'd done and slammed on the brakes. The carrier slid forward onto the hood, but since I was strapped in, I was all right. In fact, I wasn't even crying. In the years afterward, whenever Mom told the story, which she found hilarious and acted out in dramatic detail, she liked to say, "Thank goodness Liz had her wits about her. Otherwise, that carrier would have flown right off and I'd have been a goner." Liz remembered the whole thing vividly, but she never thought it was funny. She had saved me. That was the kind of sister Liz was. And that was why, the night the whole mess started, I wasn't worried that Mom had been gone for 4 days. I was more worried about the chicken pot pies. I really hated it when the crust on our chicken pot pies got burned, but the timer on the toaster oven was broken. And so that night, I was staring into the oven's little glass window because, once those pies began turning brown, you had to watch them the entire time. Liz was setting the table. Mom was off in Los Angeles at some recording studio auditioning for a role as a backup singer. "Do you think she'll get the job?" I asked Liz. "I have no idea," Liz said. "I do. I have a good feeling about this one." Mom had been going into the city a lot ever since we'd moved to Lost Lake, a little town in the Colorado desert of Southern California. Usually she was gone for only a night or two, never this long. We didn't know exactly when she'd be back, and since the telephone had been turned off, Mom was arguing with the phone company about some long-distance call she said she didn't make. She had no way of calling us. Still, it didn't seem like a big deal. Mom's career had always taken up a sizable chunk of her time. Even when we were younger, she'd have a sitter or a friend watch us while she flew off to someplace like Nashville. So Liz and I were used to being on our own. Liz was in charge since she was 15 and I just turned 12. But I wasn't the kind of kid who needed to be babied. When Mom was away, all we ate were chicken pot pies. I loved them and could eat them every night. Liz said that if you had a glass of milk with your chicken pot pie, you were getting a dinner that included all 4 food groups: meat, vegetables, grain, and dairy. So it was the perfect diet. Plus, they were fun to eat. You each got your very own pie in the nifty little tinfoil pie plate, and you could do whatever you wanted with it. I liked to break up the crust and mush it together with the bits of carrots and peas and the yellow gunk. Liz thought mushing it all together was uncouth. It also made the crust soggy, and what she found so appealing about chicken pot pies was the contrast between the crispy crust and the goopy filling. She preferred to leave the crust intact, cutting dainty wedges with each bite. Once the pie crust had turned that wonderful golden brown, with the little ridged edges almost but not quite burned, I told Liz they were ready. She pulled them out of the toaster oven, and we sat down at the red formica table. At dinner time, when Mom was away, we liked to play games Liz made up. One she called Chew and Spew, where you waited until the other person had a mouthful of food or milk. Then you tried to make her laugh. Liz pretty much always won, because it was sort of easy to make me laugh. In fact, sometimes I laughed so hard the milk came shooting out of my nose. Another game she made up was called the lying game. One person gave 2 statements.